Welcome to GGID. Today, lab-grown diamonds. Lab-grown diamonds, not cubic zirconia, but diamonds that are real and not mined, are now a reality. Natural diamonds are mined under conditions that we already know raise human rights, ethical, and environmental issues. Alexander Wendling, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, comes from a family in the diamond business, and he wanted to change all that, partly because his grandfather had mines in the Belgian Congo, had a time that contributed to making mining a human rights disaster. So he created Clean Origin, a business selling lab-grown diamonds online. Heat, pressure, and time deep in the interior of the earth make natural diamonds. And he was able to replicate these conditions and make diamonds which are technically indistinguishable from mined diamonds. Their physical properties are the same, except that lime-grown diamonds have the letter LG engraved at their base. Predictably, large diamond producers like De Beers aren't too keen on this venture. They argue that lab-grown diamonds are not environmentally that much better than the mined ones. And that has led to current discussions as to the pros and cons of lab-grown diamonds. They do appear to have some environmental consequences, but certainly not as many as the mined ones. To be honest, mined diamonds do create jobs for people who need them, but those jobs make unfair, unreasonable, and sometimes cruel demands upon the miners. Now, it's possible that for some of the older people who are used to mine diamonds, they may shy away from the whole idea of lab-grown. But for younger people for whom, usually, environmental considerations, human rights, and ethical issues are more foreground, they may feel differently. At least, that is what the marketing of Clean Origin hopes. Besides, lab-grown diamonds are much cheaper. For someone like me, the idea of lab-grown has enormous merit because the worst aspect of mined diamonds are all the problems related to human rights. And lab-grown diamonds, they change that. Thank you for listening. And until next week with another episode, let's make sure that we notice what's good out there.